gamblers, wagers, everything in between. Welcome back to Inside the Lines featuring your host, Wesley Burris, and my co-host, Taylor Griggs, where we break down the action in the NFL and the NCAA football. The NCAA football, like the WCW, whatever. Week by week, we've been going over the lines with you and going in-depth on certain games. Today, we're not going to do quite as much. I am a little under the weather this week. I want to keep this thing pretty short. We are going to talk about more games than we normally do. Typically, we've been bringing you the top games in college football, the top games in the NFL. One week, we did the entire NFL slate. We had some stats most of the time to break down some of these games. I think we've gone a little in-depth at times, and that's been cool, but today going to switch it up just a little bit. Taylor and I have been picking against one another this season, and wouldn't you know it, Taylor has really, really almost evened things up. I say almost.
Oh, my.
On the season after last week, I stand at 11-8-1, and Taylor stands at 11-9. We both went 3-2 last week. I thought for a moment you were going to go 5-0. I really did.
I should
and
have.
My NFL picks were bad, and one of them I just made just in spite of you. Not the Bengals pick. I really did think that they could cover. The Atlanta pick, I went against you, and I really didn't think. I didn't know whether they would win that game. They should have covered in my mind, but neither team decided to play any defense. How many yards were in that game? It had to be close to 900. It was crazy. That game ended up getting weird. Saints prevailed. So last week's picks, Taylor went with the Texas Longhorns +3 against TCU. They won outright. Big win. Texas looks pretty good now. They look bad against Maryland, and they seem to have righted the ship. Both of us took – well, no, I didn't. Damn, I thought I did. Excuse me for spitting. I got a little dipsky in. A&M +26 was another pick of Taylor's.
It was close.
Huh?
It was close.
Yes, I think you covered by a point.
Yeah, it was not far off from that.
Yeah. And then, no, it was different. I don't know. Did you cover the 26?
Yeah. Because it was on my card,
that's
too.
Right. It ended up being 25, I think. You're all right. You took the Bears -6, and they did not cover. You took the Saints +3. They won outright in Atlanta. Big win. You took the Patriots -6, and they just shat the bed against the Lions. Did they not? That was awful. But I would have probably gone with that too. And I took – here's how my week went. I've been iffy on college, kind of splitting here and there. Well, I sweep the board on my college picks. Washington State +3.5 in a squeaker. They got by – or you know, they didn't lose. They lost by 3, I think it was. Maybe it was 2. I can't remember. Clemson -16.5, and just an ass-kicking. They covered. That was a no-doubter. And I loved Notre Dame -7.5. And they just beat the brakes off of Wake Forest, put a new quarterback in, and got things done. They seem to be humming on offense. We'll get into them a little bit later. I took the Bungles +3, and they had chances to stay in that game with the Panthers. The Panthers' offense just really showed up in that ball game. And Atlanta -3, that was just a pick to really go against Taylor because I didn't think the Saints were a dumb pick. I just thought that game was basically a coin flip, and it really was. Yeah. So
that's pretty much what won.
Where
game.
We stand, Taylor 11-9. I'm 11-8-1. We'll bring you our picks at the end of the episode, and followed by that, I will give you my wagers for the week. What I would bet my hard-earned dollars on.
What did those do last week?
I did forgot to look at that. I think I don't think I did really well.
Not to shit on you, but
no. Wait. I think I went 2-1. Yeah, I took Washington State, Clemson, and the Bengals. So I went 2-1. So not very bad week. And the Bengals was one that I really did like. For some reason, I thought they would beat the Panthers. And maybe, if they had all their starters out there, they could have. But the Panthers played a great football game. They did. They played well on both sides of the ball. The defense looked a little iffy at times.
They did the bend, don't break mentality for the game.
They really did. The first half was very exciting, though. And the second half wasn't bad either. It was a pretty good football game. About as good as you could ask for an NFL. Besides, I mean, everybody's thunder got stolen by the Saints and the Falcons. I mean, that was just – that's what you want
and then,
every game to be like.
Then the Patriots.
Just getting shellacked because it really just doesn't happen that often. That's right. There's only a certain segment of this country that really likes them. So it's almost fun to pull against the juggernaut. It really is. Speaking of which, to college we go for this week's we're going to run through some games. We've got five college games, five pro games. We're going to go over really quickly. Not going to drop any stats here. It gets too boring. Going to talk about the line, what we think, what we've seen so far. First game on the list, the biggest game this weekend, at least in my mind that is, the Buckeyes of Ohio State, the Ohio State Buckeyes, going up to Happy Valley to take on the Nittany Lions of Penn State. Ohio State comes into this game ranked fourth, undefeated. Penn State comes into this game ranked ninth, undefeated. Ohio State's laying 3.5. The over-under is 70.5, last time we checked. Taylor, your thoughts? Go ahead.
Ohio State.
All day?
Yeah.
Like a runaway?
Probably.
They beat TCU. TCU hung in there for a long time, and TCU looked bad against Texas last week at times. I'll say this. Crowd at Penn State's going to be something. Pretty sure they'll do a whiteout. I haven't heard officially. They typically do their big. If this is a night game, and I did not check to see if this was, I wish I'd have done my research. Look that up real quick. But if it's a night game, they'll do a wideout, and I'm sure they'll be ready to play. They got a hell of a quarterback. So does Ohio State. Ohio State just has too many weapons. I hate going against the home team here, and I think this could be a close ball game.
7:30.
Yeah, I just don't think Penn State – I think that might keep it close for a while, and I think it will be a good football game. I think Ohio State can win this game by a touchdown, and I think they do so. I think this game is going to be – it's two good defenses, but it's two really good offenses as well. So I expect it to be an exciting game. I'm going to say Ohio State 34, Penn State 27. That's my pick.
I think they win by 10.
That's reasonable. I would imagine the majority of the public's probably going to be on Ohio State as well. I don't like the hook there, but I think that they can win by a touchdown. So the hook doesn't really bother me at 3.5.
Over under.
I'm going under because I said 34. No. Yeah, that's under. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, that'd only be 61. Big. 34-27 would be 61. Yeah. So that's not, you know, yeah, I would go under there. It could go over that. There's a reason it's set there because I do expect that type of a ball game, and I think that a lot of people that are handicapping this, you know, the reason they set the numbers there is they want action on both sides. So there are people that do probably think that this could be like a 41-38 game, that this could go to double overtime, triple overtime. I could definitely see that. But I think the Buckeyes get it done, whether it's in regulation or not. I think they can win by a touchdown. I'm just throwing my predicted score out there to make that – to rationalize my pick of a touchdown win. I think the Buckeyes are just too good. I think they're a playoff team. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. I think – It's foolish right now to say that it's not. It's one of these two teams. I think you'd have to say I'm going to lean towards the Buckeyes. I do think the Big Ten gets a playoff team. I don't think the Big 12 is in this year. I think you've got Clemson, Alabama, maybe another SEC team. Washington's in the mix. We'll talk about them in a minute. If there's a Big 12 team in the mix in my mind, it could be West Virginia or maybe their opponent this week, who tends to start off really well and then starts to struggle. But we'll get into that later. I think Ohio State does get the job done. So do you, right?
Yes.
All right. Moving on to another big matchup. Now, this is a team that's always on my radar because I like to bet them because I like their style of football. And that is run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, and play awesome defense. That's BYU against another team that's run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, play awesome defense. Washington, one of the games that I am most looking forward to watching. Give us a time on that game this weekend because I figure this is going to be a late one. I hope it is.
8:30 on Fox.
Okay. That's big time, man. Number 20 BYU Cougars, fresh off of a couple weeks ago just putting the beat down on Wisconsin as a 22-point underdog, winning the game outright, controlling the ball game, dominating the Badgers at their place, going on the road and getting it done. They have another tough road game against Washington. I think both teams are relatively healthy. Going into this, Washington is a 17-point favorite at home. The over-under set at 46. So what that tells me is that most people expect Washington to beat them. I would think that lets me think that they would expect Washington to win this game something like 31-13, somewhere in that range, 31-17 type of. So you have that action on both sides. Now, your thoughts, I don't know if you've watched them play. I've watched both teams play. I haven't watched BYU as much as I've watched Washington. Washington is uber talented. BYU's always a little bit under the radar, but they're always talented because a lot of these guys at BYU, when they sign there, they go on mission trips, okay, before they come to college. So these are older guys, more mature guys on the football field. And I know a lot of them aren't 4- and 5-star players. They don't get a lot of those guys. They get some here and there. Most of them are 2, 1, 2, 3-star guys. Some of them aren't even rated. But they have a solid football program out there. Your thoughts on this game before I get into mine?
Well, like you said, I don't see a lot of these two teams play. I mean, it's just –
I love the style of both of these teams, and I've bet both of them several times in the past few years.
But the little bit I do know, I think it's going to be a lot closer than what they think.
Okay, closer than the experts think.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm going to say
– you're not picking a winner here, remember. You're picking against the spread.
Yeah. I'm going to say BYU because I think it'll be – less than, I think it'll be like a 7-point game.
I think you're right. I could see Washington running over them. I could. This is a big road test for BYU, but I'm going to go ahead and say, look, if they can handle what Wisconsin can throw at them, look, with Jake Browning at quarterback at Washington, he brings another dimension. He's got wheels. He can sling the ball. He's not super accurate at times, though. He can make mistakes. BYU's defense is very ferocious. Typically, they like to blitz. They play very sound. They tackle well. I think this game is hard-hitting. I think it's close. Washington could pull away late, but I'm going to take the big number here because I think BYU has the talent to win this game. I'm getting 17 points insurance. I don't necessarily think they will win, but I think they can. And if I think a team can win and I can get 17 points on top of that, I'm taking BYU all day here. Now, this is an interesting one, and I'm going to go ahead and skip this one and go to this No, we'll save that one for last because I want to babble about it a little bit. So we'll move on to Lubbock, Texas. And out in beautiful, dry Lubbock, West Texas, we've got the Red Raiders hosting, the number 25 Red Raiders, hosting the number 12 West Virginia Mountaineers. And Will Grier, who is most people's front runner for the Heisman Trophy this season, slings the ball all over the yard. Well, guess what? They're playing a Cliff Kingsbury offense at Texas Tech. They're going to throw the ball 45, 50 times or more a game anyway. This game is going to last forever because the ball might not touch the ground a bunch. West Virginia's laying 3.5 here. The over-under 74.5. Your initial thoughts?
I like Texas Tech.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Reasons?
Just
because reasons?
Yes.
Okay.
This is another team that I don't ever hardly see play, but when I do see them play,
they score.
Yeah.
Both of them do.
Yeah.
Here's the reason that I'll back Texas Tech here. They played a Houston team who has a phenomenal offense and beat them like 63-42. In a game where I took Houston a few weeks ago and thought that I thought that Texas Tech was typical Texas Tech. Swiss cheese defense, going to score a bunch of points. I did say, hey, the last team that gets the ball is going to win. Houston was only laying like 1.5 there. I think they were laying 1.5. I said, I think Houston wins, so I took them, laying the point or 1.5, whatever it was. That changed my mind because guess what else Texas Tech did? This past weekend, they were 14.5-point underdogs against Oklahoma State. You know what they did? Beat the shit out of them. I mean, I want to say that was like a 30-point win. It was a massacre. So I think the Red Raiders are definitely legit, more so than in years past. They've got a great quarterback. They've got a great coach. They've got a great system. I think the West Virginia Mountaineers' struggles are defensively. I do think it will be a shootout. I'll take the 3.5 points at home, and I will say that Texas Tech – what time is that game, by the way?
12 o'clock.
A nooner, which I usually say I'll side with the road team there, but – I just think it's a long way to travel. It's a crazy place to play. Lubbock is tough to win at. Their fans are going to be rowdy. They're going to be ready to go. I don't think Will Grier's Heisman hopeful his campaign ends this week because he's going to put up big numbers because Texas Tech's defense is bad. But Texas Tech took care of Okie State last week. I think they have a better resume right now than West Virginia does. I'm going with the home team here. Now we're going to move into another ranked matchup. Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
We need a cough button.
Well, whatever. We could dump, but it takes away from the realism. I am sick, you know. Number 7, Stanford at number 8, Notre Dame. Classic rivalry here. Notre Dame's laying 5.5. The over-under is 54. Your initial thoughts on that?
I don't like Notre Dame.
Well, not liking them, and what do you think about the game?
I think it's going to be close.
You picked Oregon against me on Stanford. We didn't take the picks against one another, but when we discussed this game, that game in depth last week, you picked Oregon. They were at home. They were up 20. Look, I'm going to tell you right now, that game to me, just like the Falcons and the Saints are going to be hard to top in NFL so far. That's the front runner for game of the year to me last week. Also, the day before, that Oregon-Stanford game, it was 24-7 at half. Stanford completely dominated the second half. Won the game in overtime, impressed me a lot. Bryce Love is healthy, but look, they've got that freak receiver, Arcega Cortez or Ortega Cortez, whatever his name is. He is a freak, a jump ball machine. You just throw it up to him, they can't be stopped. He catches everything, huge hands, big body, former basketball player. Going into Notre Dame, bunch of close games. They squeaked one, or they pounded Wake last week after squeaking one out 3 weeks in a row. They are battle-tested. They have faced a very tough Michigan team, beat Vandy in a nail-biter where they were on their heels for much of the game, but did come out and run through Wake Forest last week. Stanford, however, has probably faced better competition.
Yes.
As good a competition, San Diego State and Oregon.
Just looking here at stats, Stanford just looks on paper to be so much better than
I have to back Stanford here even on the road. I think getting to 5.5, I don't think this is more. I think if anybody wins this game by more than a field goal, it's definitely Stanford, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't see Notre Dame winning by more than a field goal at all. I think they're a really good team. Hey, they have switched quarterbacks up. I can't remember the kid's name right now. Wish I was a little bit better prepared, but we wanted to put this episode out.
This kid's already thrown for 1,000 yards.
Oh, he just throws it up to that kid. I'm telling you, it's just nothing to it. Hell, that guy had 260 receiving yards
in one
game.
He's got 17 – Arcega Whiteside.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
17 receptions.
I'm just,
408 yards, 7 touchdowns.
He's unstoppable. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm back in Stanford here. Yeah, I don't know if the game goes over, but I think getting the 5.5, I don't think you're going to need it because I think they're going to win the game. I just think that's the bottom line. I think it's a close one. I think it's a hard hitting game. I think it's a good game to watch. Might get a little sloppy at times. Stanford does get out of the gate slow. I think Notre Dame's defense is good enough to stop the run, slow down Bryce Love a little bit. But guess what, man? He's had big games against the Irish before. I think Stanford's the play here. I honestly do. Getting the 5.5. We both agreed there. So I don't think we've disagreed on a game yet. And this one we may. And this one I don't know as much about. But this is an interesting one, and I wrote it down for a few reasons. Southern Cal, -3 at Arizona. Boy, Arizona has not played well. Kevin Sumlin, I don't think, is a good coach. I've been saying it for years. And I just don't think he has a ton of talent there. I think Southern Cal, even with they had 60 – listen to them honking the horn out there instead of going to the damn door or calling somebody. That pisses me off more than anything. I'm about to go outside. Anyway, Southern Cal had like 16 injuries going in that Wazoo game. That was a hard-hitting, crazy affair. I don't know how Washington State stayed in the game because Southern Cal's D-line looks absolutely dominant to me.
I'll give you something here.
Okay.
Southern Cal has the 97th ranked defense.
But their D-line looks good.
Arizona has the 94th ranked defense.
Okay. So is the over 61 to play here? I don't think so because I think Southern Cal's going to run through them.
Arizona has the 15th ranked overall offense.
I don't think that matters. I really just don't. They took care of Washington State last week.
Excuse me, 84th ranked defense for Southern Cal. These things are done differently.
Whatever.
That's still pretty terrible.
It's bad. It hasn't been good.
I'm going to go with Arizona.
Okay, we'll be opposites here. I'll lay the 3 points on the road with Southern Cal. And I could see a push here. I really could. But I think Southern Cal, this was interesting to me because Kevin Sumlin, even though they have played well at times, they've played poorly as well, and I just don't think he's a good game manager. And the reason I put this on here is I just think this is a battle of two teams trying to find an identity. Southern Cal came into the season with a ton of hype. Apparently, allegedly, they only had to replace Sam Darnold, and they've got a true freshman out there. who is has struggled at times, but he played well against Wazoo last week. We'll see what happens against Arizona. We're opposites there. Southern Cal -3 for me, Arizona +3 for you. Let's go to the NFL. And I picked these five games because I thought they were the most interesting to me. You agreed on most of them. First one we're going to take, oh, man, the Dolphins are 3-0. And I think the 72 Dolphins can probably go ahead and crack that champagne because I'm pretty sure this undefeated team's going to drop this week. I know there's what? How many are left? I can't remember what they said the other day. There's three left. Okay. They're about to be popping the champagne soon, maybe after next week. I'm not sure. But the Dolphins go to New England, to Gillette Stadium. They're 3-0. New England's 1-2, struggling right now. New England's laying 6.5. The over-under's 48. Your impressions?
Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Yes.
You think they win outright?
Yes, I do.
You know, there's always one game a year, it seems like. And I think last year might have been the exception, where the Dolphins sneak up on the Pats. Yeah. And that's – could that be this game? I think all the attention is going to – I can't back the Dolphins here. The spread worries me a little bit, but I'm going to go away from you because it's less than a touchdown. I don't bet against Tom Brady, especially at home. So I would have to back the Patriots here, and I think they get back on track. They're having some problems, you know.
Yeah,
they are, and Patricia gave them a butt cutting the other night.
Their leading rusher's out.
Yeah,
24 carries for 86 yards is his.
Who was their leading rusher?
Rex Burkhead
was their leading rusher,
and he's out.
Okay, so Sonny Michel's got to step up. Who's Miami's tailback?
Kenyon Drake.
That's right. I forgot all about.
Yeah,
that.
That's why they got rid of.
They've been playing well. They really have, but they're sloppy as well.
Oh, yeah.
They're sloppy.
Yeah.
I got to back the Patriots here just because I can't go against Tom. I mean, and I don't mean that I would wager this. No. I don't bet against Tom Brady. I just don't do it. I told you a few weeks ago I would with Jacksonville, and I ended up not pulling the trigger only because I felt like Jacksonville matched up with them, and they did hand them a loss. That was going back to the playoff game last year where I just the Jags are a better team, I think. And they shot themselves in the foot and gave Tom too many chances earlier this season. They did not do so. Next game, a pair of 1-2 teams looking to right the ship here, one of which had a huge win last week. One had a very disappointing loss. The Detroit Lions go play the boys in Jerry World. Dallas -3, over-under's 43.5. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm going to take Detroit.
You're going to take the road team, huh?
Yeah.
I think Dallas at home. I think I don't know that they're a better team.
They're pretty bad.
They're not good.
The Lions
offense
bad.
Is good. Can be good. I say it is good. It can be good. They'll give them problems. I just feel like, you know, the Lions to me are a very similar team to the Giants. I don't know if you agree with that. Where they can look good one week, really bad the next. They tend to play better at home. I'm going to back the Cowboys here at home -3 because it is an even 3. If there's any more points than that, I probably wouldn't want to lay it. I'm not betting this game. Don't get me wrong. I'll go against you here and go with Dallas -3. I think the over could be a play here at 43.5. I could see this game being 31-24.
I don't feel like Dallas is going to score that much.
Because
he's not going to be able to throw the ball.
He's going to be able to throw the ball against somebody. Against somebody. I'm not saying it's this week, but they don't have any weapons, man. I mean, it really is odd.
The Lions have the #1 ranked passing defense.
And
the seven.
And saying that they've played Tom Brady.
Yeah, and kept him to
10 and Garoppolo. Points. And which Garoppolo lit him up. But who'd they play? Oh, they played the Jets. That's right. The Jets just scored on defense, though, and turnovers. Yeah. I don't know. Dallas's D is not horrible. So I'm going to back Dallas, even with the stats you just threw at me. I want to like the Lions. I want to pull for them because they've lost for so long. I'll back Dallas here, though, -3. I don't think that's a stupid play, but I could see you being right. I'm not going to argue with you there. All right, the next game, super, super interesting. I almost want to talk about this one last, and I think I will. I'm going to skip this one real quick. The next one I'm going to go to, let's go ahead and get this one out of the way. Pittsburgh at Baltimore, and Pittsburgh's favored by 3. The over-under is 51. Pittsburgh won 1-1 on the season against the 2-1 Baltimore Ravens.
Sunday Night Football.
All right. Well, we'll talk about it and get it out of the way now. Your thoughts. I do not bet on or against Pittsburgh. Okay?
I feel like
it's a rule. It's a West rule.
I feel like they've found a direction they needed for the past two games. They got a win last weekend.
Okay.
But I feel like Baltimore is going
to. I think Baltimore wins the game outright. I don't think Pittsburgh's defense is good enough to stop Flacco and company. I just don't. And I think if Baltimore is smart, at some point this season, they got to get Lamar Jackson out there and turn him loose and let him run some kind of packages. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I think in the preseason, his completion percentage was bad, and it wasn't that great in college. But the kid is a valuable weapon. I mean, just get him out on the field, run some wildcat or something with a guy that can actually throw the ball. And I think you could see that in a game like this because they hate Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh hates them. I just don't think Pittsburgh is right mentally right now. Antonio Brown showed up last week and had a monster game. And if it weren't for a penalty by one of my Gamecock guys, Isaiah Johnson, the other day, if it were not for him committing that big penalty on that kick return, DeSean Jackson would have taken the damn thing to the house even without that hold. Bottom line, that hold was inconsequential to the play. And I think Pittsburgh should have lost last week. They survived a scare. They tied the freaking Cleveland Browns, and they got whooped by Kansas City, even though they made it look a little respectable by the end. You and I watched that game. They could not stop anything. Kansas City is one of the best offenses in the NFL, but Baltimore has been buzzsawing bad teams as well, and I think Baltimore gets the job done. I think they win outright, take the 3 points as a bonus. That, even though I don't bet owner against Pittsburgh, if this line creeps anything above 3, I'm probably going to be laying some money on Baltimore. That's just honest opinion. Because I don't like betting against Pittsburgh because they always cost me money either way I go. But if that line gets over 3, I will probably be taking Baltimore. I'll watch that later in the week. I would advise you guys to do the same. Next game, and our next to last game before we get into our picks, the New Orleans Saints at 2-1 head up to New York, East Rutherford, to take on the G-Men. They're 1-2. Eli versus Breeze. That seemed to matter a lot more about 5 years ago. New Orleans laying 3.5, over under very low, but probably because the Giants' offense is as bad as it is. It's at 50. What are your thoughts about this one?
New Orleans all day.
By more than 3.5, huh?
Yeah.
So they can win this game 28-24 in your mind?
Yeah.
And I could see that, but here again, I don't like going against a home team. I think New Orleans plays worse on the road. Their defense is absolutely horrible. I think if there's anybody that Eli can right the ship against and they can get a ground game going against, I think it's
I'll
the New Orleans Saints.
This. Michael Thomas is making a case for being the best receiver this year. Drew Brees has 1,078 yards and 8 touchdowns with no picks already.
Yeah.
I've trust in them.
They're probably the best, as good an offense as there is, even though the Chiefs are getting all the publicity. I think the Saints probably they have a better scheme. To me, watching the Saints offense go, it's what every offense should look like in the NFL. Maybe sometimes they throw the ball a little too much, but when they throw it, there's such high percentage throws.
Yeah.
Breeze is not ever asked to do too much. And the fact that a guy as short as him has the arm that he does and has lasted as long as he can make a case, honestly, to be one of the best ever. He definitely is one of the best ever, but, I mean, he's making a case maybe to be top three, man. Honestly, I think I like watching Drew Brees. I pull for the guy. The guy's a good guy. I know you're a Panthers fan. I pull for the Panthers too. I'm not as big a fan as you are, but I pull for the Panthers. But it's hard to pull against Drew Brees. Because, man, the guy doesn't do – you've never heard a negative thing about that guy, ever. I don't think there's anybody other than teams that he pulls against, you know, that pull against him, I should say, that can say anything negative about him. That being said, the 3.5, I do think the Giants can win this game. And even if they don't win the game, I'll take the 3 points because these two teams tend to play very close against one another. I'll take the Giants at home getting the 3.5 and hope – that they don't lose by more than a field goal. But I do think that they can win. And I'm not saying you're wrong for picking that. It's almost like a coin flip when these lines are this low. And NFL games can go either way. You know that. Any given Sunday. It really is a true thing. Now,
a good movie.
Yeah, it is. A little bit crazy and a little out there. But okay.
Look at this guy. Could have easily scored.
And just fell. That's bad. We got a little baseball in the background here. How about this game?
My team.
The 1-1-1 Cleveland Browns, they travel to Oakland to play the 0-3.
Gruden coach team.
God almighty. I did not think it would be this bad. Oakland has looked so promising the last couple years. Getting rid of Khalil Mack just looks like one of the dumbest things ever with the year that he's having. I mean,
Derek Carr, 936 yards, 2 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Mm. He's not played well, man. And I don't know if it's Gruden's scheme. I don't think so. I just don't think this is a cohesive unit. I think a lot of what they've done over the last couple of years has been a little bit of smoke and mirrors. I think they've gotten kind of light schedules here and there, gotten lucky when they play certain teams. And I think them laying 3 points at home, I really can't back Cleveland here.
I can.
But
because
with Baker Mayfield, it's a different football team.
Tyrod Taylor is out.
So Baker's got the reins. Oakland's defense is not that great. Cleveland's defense is pretty solid. They held the Saints to, what, 21?
Yeah.
That was impressive. They held the Steelers to 21. I got to back the Browns here getting 3 on the road. I don't like to go against the home team. I think Oakland can still win. I do think there's a chance. The over-under, by the way, is 45. I don't think it goes over that. I really don't. I think this is a low-scoring defensive ball game. I do think Carr continues to have troubles. He's going to turn the football over. I think the Browns might get win number 2 here, and Gruden's going to be on the hot seat early.
Oh, he's not.
He's already on the hot seat. Yeah, yeah. Well, he's got a huge contract, so we'll see. I mean, he might be back on Monday Night Football before you know it, or calling college games or something. Maybe coaching in the college ranks. I don't know. But I think Cleveland can get it done. All right. That being said, we're going to go back and recap. Both of us picked Ohio State over Penn State, laying 3.5. Both of us picked BYU getting 17 at Washington. Both of us picked Texas Tech getting 3.5 at home against West Virginia. We went the opposite ways on the Southern Cal-Arizona game. I took Southern Cal, laying 3. Taylor took Arizona getting 3. We both took Stanford getting 5.5 at Notre Dame. You took Miami. I took New England. I'm laying 6.5 there. You took Detroit. I took Dallas. I'm laying 3 there. We both took Cleveland getting 3. You took New Orleans minus 3.5. I took the Giants plus the 3.5. And we both said Baltimore is going to beat Pittsburgh. So take the 3 if you can. If it creeps above 3, probably a good play. Give me your picks, Taylor, and let's see where we're going with this. Start with college, and then work your way to the pros. If you have, I mean, you might be all college. I don't know.
Texas A&M.
A&M. Laying the points to Arkansas.
20.5.
We're going to go with that. I thought the current line was 21.
It might be.
You want the even? This was earlier today. Even line?
Yeah.
You'll take the even points?
Yeah.
So you can push. Might get you back in these things. A&M minus 21. By the way, Auburn was laying 30 to Arkansas last week. Won by 31, if that helps you any. Who's your second pick?
The South Carolina Gamecocks.
Oh, my goodness. Our boys, you're going to go with them. And they are now getting points. They opened as a favorite. What are they getting?
Was it 1.5?
I think it was. You're taking the 1.5. You think we win outright? I think we can. But I don't want to go with it. Who's your third pick? That's an interesting game, by the way, because Kentucky has crept up. They're 17th, I think.
Yes. The University ball right now. Of Texas at San Antonio.
UTSA. Roadrunners. And what did I ask you earlier when you told me this? They had to be playing UTEP.
Yeah.
Who are they? How many points are they laying?
10.
Yeah, I figured if they're laying this many points, it had to be against UTEP, and I think that might be a smart pick there. UTSA Roadrunners. Are they at home? Who cares? UTEP is the drizzling shits. All right, who's next?
Pro.
All right, we're going to Sunday.
New Orleans.
Oh, you're going to stick with your boy, the gunslinger. New Orleans minus 3.5 on the road.
Yes.
Taking on the interception machine, Eli Manning.
Detroit Lions.
Oh, Detroit. Here we go. And they are plus the 3 in Jerry World. Just a reminder, Taylor's 11-9 on the season. And with those picks, there is a strong case to be made that you could be 16-9 come next week. Those aren't bad picks there, my friend. All right. I'm going to go a little weird with it. Duke minus 5. I think it's at Virginia Tech. I might be mistaken on that. I should have clarified. No, Duke is at home. Duke hosts Virginia Tech. They're laying 5. I saw that line open at like 4, I believe. Virginia Tech's quarterback's out. Suffered a broken leg last week. Duke has been playing good football. I'm going to take the Blue Devils laying 5. I think they win by a touchdown against the Hokie Birds. BYU plus 17 at Washington. I like BYU. I really do. Texas Tech plus 3.5. I just think they win the game outright. It's at home. It's a big game. I think based on their body of work so far, I have to back the Red Raiders here. G-Men plus 3.5. I skipped over a college game here. We'll go back to it. I'm going against you here on one of your picks. So we're going to – if there is one of us runs the table, one of us will have a definitive lead finally. Well, I did a couple weeks ago, and – you got it straight. You've been doing pretty well the last couple weeks. New York Giants plus 3.5. I think they get it done. They at least cover against the Saints. I think that hook might be the difference there. That might bite you in the ass. It might not even end up mattering. And then I'm going to take the Trojans of Troy against Coastal Carolina, a team my Gamecocks spanked, that being the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. Their quarterback's out. I think it's a smart play before the line really moves up. I like betting these small teams sometimes because that is the case. So that's going to do it for our picks. And 3 of my wagers this week, Wes's wagers, are going to be 3 games that I picked. They typically have been. I don't see the reason why not. I don't love a lot of stuff this week. I wouldn't go crazy with these bets. But I'm going to probably wager my money on Duke minus 5 against Virginia Tech. BYU plus 17 against Washington. I do think Washington can beat the hell out of BYU. I understand why this line is as high as it is, but I just expect BYU to play a tough game, be competitive, and maybe get a score late to backdoor cover. I do think they can win this game if they play perfect. I don't know if they will, though. I like getting that many points. Over 14 points typically is where I look at a dog as I don't need them to be able to win the game outright. If I'm taking a 10-point dog, I still want to take a dog that I think can win the football game. And I do think BYU can win. They showed me they can beat Wisconsin. Washington is very, very good. They're multidimensional. Their defense is outstanding. I could see them beating up BYU. BYU laid an egg against Michigan a few years ago when I thought that they were ascending as a football program. But I'm going to take the points there with BYU plus 17. And I'm going to lay 14 with Troy against Coastal Carolina because I just don't feel like Coastal has a solid backup quarterback that can be the threat against Troy. Troy can score. They have a lot of athletes. I just think they're a better football team. I'm going to lay the 14 points with Troy. So Duke minus 5, BYU plus 17, Troy minus 14. Those are Wes's wagers this week. Hope you cash in some money, as I hope I do as well. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Inside the Lines. This is a Win or Die Sports production. Check out our other podcasts if you like college football. We have a South Carolina Gamecocks podcast called Cock of the Walk, a Clemson Tiger podcast called Talking Tigers, and we will see you next Wednesday night with Inside the Lines.